Did you know that this year marks 400 years since William Shakespeare's death? With support from the Maryland Humanities Council, local nonprofit Arts Every Day is commemorating this historic anniversary by partnering with Baltimore City Public School Communities to engage students with Shakespeare, to understand the historical context of his life and work through artifacts, and to participate in performing and visual art making. Julia DeBusolo, Executive Director of Arts Every Day, tells us more.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. In recognition of the 400th anniversary of William Shakespeare's death, Arts Every Day is bringing the Shakespearean stage to Baltimore City classrooms. Proud to be a driving force in building and sustaining a Baltimore City that values public education through creativity, art, and culture, Arts Every Day empowers Baltimore City teachers as leaders in the arts. We advocate for and support sequential arts education while training teachers to connect the arts to science, math, English, and social studies. With this momentous marking of the Shakespearean canon, we saw the opportunity for teachers and students to explore the life, times, and work of William Shakespeare. To kick off this year-long exploration, over 70 Baltimore City teachers worked with master teachers in the Folger Shakespeare Library's National Teacher Corps in an action-based workshop over the summer. Teachers learned strategies to engage students in active reading, speaking, listening, and writing to help their students develop a rich literacy and sense of ownership in the language of William Shakespeare. Born between Copernicus and Newton, Shakespeare lived during the era of the scientific revolution. Remnants of the Middle Ages, including astrology and alchemy, were slowly being replaced by the basis of what we now know as modern science. Philosopher Colin McGinn explains, "The conception of the world as a set of intelligible, law-governed causes was at most a distant dream. Shakespeare's genius was in his submission to nature. He let reality impose itself and used the observations of literary devices and most likely collaborated with notable scientists of his time to understand and convey the world as it was being learned." Teachers explored this connection between art and science through a lesson designed by local artist and maker Melissa Moore, founder of Youth Learning Lab of Education and Applied Design. During this workshop, teachers explored the geometric drawings of artist Lorenz Stoer, a contemporary of William Shakespeare. Students and families went back to school with Shakespeare in October through a Free Fall Baltimore event featuring hands-on chemistry experiments and a chance to bring the text alive by performing alongside professional actors from the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. This spring, teachers will dive back into the text of William Shakespeare with a look at early printing processes and how the printing press brought his words to the masses. Families and children are invited to join us at the Walters Art Museum on April 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. for hands-on art stations, student performances, and an art show featuring the arts-integrated work of schools across the Baltimore City School District.
More information about Arts Every Day and a walk through Shakespeare can be found at artseveryday.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.